good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Fire me a bless. We give Jesus the praise. Look how we left them a mess. Dynamic Studio, what we tell them? Them a watch me. Two Kester one, give God the glory. Them a watch me. Not mine, but a story. Them a watch me. Kester man, give God all the glory. Them a watch me. Not mine, but a story. To be a gospel singer, that is what I always wanted. To satisfy my soul and to be very dedicated. That when me pon the mic, me give God the praises. Pon the word of God, that want me keep meditating. To trample on the devil, what want come near me. Not by might, miss and not by power. Not by might, miss and not by power. To the spirit of God, man a warrior. Them a watch me. To Kester man, give God the glory. Them a watch me. Not mine, but a story. Them a watch me. Kester man, give God all the glory. Them a watch me. Not mine, but a story. Tell me they can't stop on any rhythm. We are top any track. The fireman, that we the pun. Stop to tell all the demon for star dress. Bop, ratatata, that God man fire. Shot east to the west man, the demon them a shot. Spirit of God, me not respond for that. So we tell them. Them a watch me. To Kester man, give God the glory. Them a watch me. Not mine, but a story. Them a watch me. Kester man, give God all the glory. Them a watch me. Not mine, but a story. To be a gospel singer, that is what I always wanted. To satisfy my soul and to be very dedicated. That when me upon the mic, I say me give God the praises. On the word of God, that when me keep meditating. To trample any devil, what want come near me. Not by might, not and not by power.
Not by power, but by the spirit of God. So we run the route, so we tell them, I got money where you put up your wanna. I got the money where you put up your wanna. I got money where you, where you, where you, where you, where you. Children, put up your wanna. Children, start taking your stand now. Children, we tell them, suffer the little children to come unto me. And Jesus Christ run things yard and abroad. Keep on watching ya.
Them a watch me. To Kester man, give God the glory. Them a watch me.
Not mine, but a story.
Them a watch me. Kester man, don't give God the glory. Them a watch me.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming from my brethren, Kester D, from out of Guyana, now living in New York City. He's not only an artist, but also a TV and radio host, doing great things in the kingdom. That was his latest song, titled, Dem A Watch Me. And I am truly loving the vibes, man, you know, on that tune. That tune, they are bad. But one thing about people, they will always watch you when the hand of God is on your life. And there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. Amen? So Kester, just big up yourself, man. Keep the fire burning. Stay encouraged and continue representing for the Caribbean and also for the kingdom. God bless, bro. Keep the fire burning, bro. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome two gifted singers. I mean, they write songs, they produce, they do so much more. Two talented individuals, and they're oh so very cool. Such accomplishments to Q Parker and Jay Vaughn. Q and Jay, welcome. How are you two doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the Caribbean American Gospel Lit Show. It is such an honor to have you guys on the show today. But my question to you today is, you both had success in R&B and gospel. What inspired your transition to using your voice to minister and spread the message of Christ?
What's going on, landlord?
I'm great, you know, man.
My background, I grew up Kojic, and even though I got an R&B record deal in the 90s, my foundation has always been the gospel.
Okay.
And so anytime I have an opportunity to sing, whether it's at church or gospel-inspired event, I'm always open to it. And then with this opportunity, Jay and I have known each other for quite some time, and, you know, there was an objective to add to the legacy of the male-female duo. Mm-hmm. We went in the studio and to record a song for her project. And so here's an opportunity for us to just add to that legacy, but also put some music out into the marketplace that is encouraging, that is motivational, and is communal at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what people don't know is even before we even got in the lab and started and worked on this particular song, like, you and I have done church, like, leading worship together. Like, people don't know that. Like, they don't know that side of Q where we've traveled and led worship at churches, you know? And so
this is before
we even got in the studio and recorded something as a duet. So Q's heart for God is apparent. Like, it is who he is. We can't sit down at a session, whether we're writing for a country artist, an R&B artist, or a gospel artist, and not have a whole church kid fit where we quit mending. we both two Pentecostal kids. Both of our parents are churchy. We be shouting around the studio, clowning. We are church kids,
dancing. Wow. You know, I just love that, because authenticity is something you just can't fake. You can hear when somebody truly has a heart for God, and with y'all, it's bigger than music. Great word.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And Jay, all those family members of yours, uncles, aunts, and cousins, who formed the Grammy Award-winning group God's Property, they successfully cemented their talents with their work along with Kirk Franklin and God's Property and other music contributions, but had to have helped inspire you to realize your own great talents as a songwriter, producer, and singer. Even songwriting and adding your singing gifts to other artists like Israel Houghton and Lecrae and Canton Jones and Mary Mary and Kirk Franklin to Truth and all those people, many others.
Yeah.
Even earning your induction into the Christian Hip Hop Hall of Fame. How have you imagined your outstanding journey continuing, Jay?
Yeah, this whole thing has been just a walk of faith for me. People, like, because I've been so behind the scenes with it, people just didn't really know. Like, I've been so okay shining a light on everyone else that now in this season of God shining a light on me, it's been very, very uncomfortable, but still rewarding. This is one of those signs of things getting better, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, coming from a family that made a song like Stump that crossed over. Like, I come from a lineage of people that have pushed the boundaries. Like, people still play Stump everywhere and people know it. You know, that song was years old. It's like, I don't know, probably over 30 years old. Like, mm-hmm. The Stump song has definitely done massive, like, things on the gospel side and on the R&B side and hip hop. Like, they merged all those worlds. And so to be a part of that lineage and being able to see that as a kid, and then that definitely helped me understand that whatever I did in the music industry, it would need to be a bridge, whether it's me singing with backgrounds of Mary Mary, or writing a song for Lecrae, or, you know, singing back, or leading worship at a church, or now being in a duet like with Q Parker. I'm just excited. I really have learned in the messy middle to relinquish control and trust that all things will work together. So I don't have a final destination, because every time I try to put my hand in it and put a final destination in it, God does a quick little pivot, you know? Mm-hmm. He does a little U-turn for me. So I've learned to write the vision, make it plain. And then let God do the rest. I let him do the rest. So I'm excited for where we are right now, and we'll see where it takes us.
Yeah. Wow, that's really something.
It sure is, Mike, and that's a very mature perspective to have, because a lot of times we try to map out every single detail of our future, and then God comes in with a whole different plan. There is a fan of you guys, and they have a question for you.
Hi, this is Troy Clark from Freeport, Grand Bahama, Bahamas. I am the president and CEO at the National Lead Institute, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to community corrections, reentry, alternative schooling, and drug treatment programs. And my question for you today is, what message do you hope listeners take away when they hear your gospel music today?
The message that I hope, and I think Hugh Parker feels the same way, especially with this particular song, is there's so much going on in the world right now. So much negativity. Every time you turn on the TV, every time you turn on social media, life is life, and real, real, real. And the message from this song is, no matter, and like, here's the thing, in life there will always be contrast, in life there will always be things that come our way that come to distract us. You know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but we want everybody to be encouraged through this message of this song, is that no matter what you're facing, with God, all things will get better. You know, like, God has a plan to prosper us and to have us be in good health. It'll get better no matter what you're facing. So that's the whole message of this movement that me and Q Parker are on. No matter what you're facing, it'll get better. God's going to bring you through it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, man. I think that is a very powerful message that is really needed right now, because so many people are fighting battles silently. And life will always bring distractions, trials, and challenges. And like you said, the enemy goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. But I love how this song shifts the focus back to hope, faith, and God's promises. I just want to thank you guys for hanging with us today, man. You guys are so amazing. Continue to share that great message. We truly appreciate you hanging with us today. God bless.
Thank you so much, Landlord, and my brother Mike D. We appreciate you all having us on. To everybody that's been listening, as Jay and I are on this Get Better movement, as she said, everything will get better. And just thank you for having us on the show.
And to everyone in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, Africa,
yes,
and all of the islands, thank y'all so
all
much
the islands.
For your all the islands. Thank y'all so much for your continued support. Javon and Q Parker, we love you so very much. Thank you so much, Landlord and Mikey.
I know things can get rough, but it will get better. Q Parker and Jay Vaughn have their song, Get Better. Jay continues a tradition of her aunt and uncles and cousins in gospel music. Jay Vaughn's family members created the Grammy Award-winning group, God's Property, which has had huge success and may be best known with Kirk Franklin and God's Property back in the day. Q Parker had one of those 1990s, 2000s young men R&B groups called 112. And Q Parker with the group 112 is a group with multiple albums that reached million seller platinum plus albums in sales. Q Parker is back to his roots now with songs of praise and glory to God. And we want to thank Q Parker and the former background singer for Mary Mary and More, Jay Vaughn, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, the years fly by faster the older you get, and an R&B superstar back when can be singing and recording praises to the Lord today.
Mike, Q Parker and Jay were absolutely amazing, and they are truly a rare gem in the kingdom, and it is always a blessing having extraordinary people right here on the show. But coming up next is Shay Ariel, a true vocal powerhouse right here from the Bahamas. And I want you guys to check out her latest song titled Try Love, written by Pastor Roderick Pinder, who has written many hit songs for artists here in the Bahamas. Trust me, you guys are going to love this one, okay? Right here on the Caribbean Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
Fighting.
Jay Ariel is sounding oh so good in the neighborhood. When I was a kid, the church would sing the song, If Everybody Had Jesus, What a Wonderful World This Would Be. It's nice to be reminded of some of the pleasant things when you were growing up. God is love, and Shay singing the song Try Love is touching hearts and souls in the Bahamas and around the globe, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, most definitely. You know, the message in that song is so powerful and truly needed for today. Try love. The world has tried everything else, so why not love? When we look at what's happening in the Middle East, Ukraine, and even on our streets, love is truly the answer. So big up yourself, Shay Ariel, and to Pastor Roderick Pinder, continue allowing the Lord to speak through your incredible writing skills. God bless you both. Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, there's an old saying that says, focus more on your desires than on your doubts. It can help make dreams come true.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, when you focus more on your desires than your doubts, you feed your faith instead of your fear. Doubt will always try to speak, but what you focus on the most will grow. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artists, Q Parker and Jay, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. We would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next from out of Tortola, the British Virgin Island, is a young man by the name of Kirk Adams. And I want to leave this song with you titled, You Have Always Been Enough. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And if you are a gospel artist, please send your music to kaigospel@gmail.com. That is kaagospel@gmail.com. We would truly love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Complain. has been my testimony.